Hi, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Leeds United press conference, and joining me to react to that are Craig Hannon, Ian Ryan and Claire Brookfield. He talks about the Brazil beef as it's been hotting up as always. He talks a bit about Leeds and some other things pertaining to that, a bit about the internationals in general, the Trent midfield question, which there's a really good response on, which we'll come on to as well. We'll obviously do our team news and predictions in the third part of the show as well. I'll come to you first, Craig, because the Brazil thing is it's probably not going to go anywhere. Looking up into the game now, it feels a bit like, from what Klopp was saying there, that unless something changes, these players aren't going to play. I think he was sort of suggesting for there to be exemptions and bubbles for the players, and that's the way to sort of solve all this from everyone's point of view. But ultimately, the people who are getting punished the most by this is the players.
Absolutely, and it feels like they should be able to come to some sort of agreement ahead of this game, because there is such a grey area, and given all of the circumstances around it, the COVID, the rules in the UK for them coming back, the fact that it would be 10 days, the fact that there's the 5 days for them if they had have gone, and also, if I'm right in saying, they'll miss Milan as well. Is that right? No,
it's Tuesday and we play on the Wednesday.
So it's just this game. But either way, look, it's a massive game in Liverpool's season. It feels like a real big one. Not just in name, because it's Leeds and because it's Elland Road and it's returned to that. But I feel like winning this game will, you know, can really be a platform for Liverpool in the rest of this month, where they've got really winnable games. They've got two big Champions League fixtures. And so to miss the two Brazilians, obviously would have missed Bobby anyway, to miss them both would be a massive shame. They Leeds miss Rafinha as well, I believe. I think just the overwhelming thing that comes back from the press conference and watching Klopp there is that we've got a manager who, in terms of the bigger picture of football, doesn't just think game by game and doesn't just think in the short term and what will make his life easier. He thinks about how he can influence and impact the wider football and landscape, and I think it's a thing that we should cherish really and be thankful for. That you hear him talking there and he's talking like a politician. He's talking like a man with sense amongst lots of madness, whether it's within FIFA, whether it's what's gone on in Brazil with them running on the pitch to bring off the Argentinian players. And it just feels like amongst the madness of football and the weirdness of the world at the moment, Jurgen Klopp is the only one in football that will sit and talk sense, and people should listen to him. And he said himself that he's like, they don't listen to me. It was interesting him talking about it, because he said this before in press conferences when there's been something big happening in football, where he said that he sat down with someone from FIFA and Arsene Wenger, and they talked about these three fixtures, and that everyone in the room agreed that it'd be silly for them to go to that. It'd be silly to send them out to Brazil with everything going on. One of those is someone from FIFA, and still we've got this dilemma, still we're talking about this, and still Jurgen Klopp might be without two of his most important players at the weekend, because they really are in this game, Fabinho and Alisson.